Nevadans will be voting on several ballot questions this election, including question one, Marcy's Law. KUNR's Bree Zender explores how Marcy's Law came to be and how approval of this question could impact crime victims and possibly those accused of crimes.
The origins of Marcy's Law start in a dark place, a murder in 1983.
Marcy Nicholas was a college student at UC Santa Barbara, and unfortunately she was stalked and murdered by her ex-boyfriend. About a week after the funeral, the family came out of a grocery store, and they ran into the accused, and they were never notified that that he had been released.
That's Will Batista. He directs Marcy's Law for Nevada, a push he says would bring crime victims guaranteed knowledge to what's going on in their case under the Nevada Constitution. The law was born out of Marcy's parents feeling that they had the right to know if a person accused of murdering their daughter was released on bail. At the time, law enforcement was not required to tell them.
They went to the authorities and essentially they said, hey, you know, there's no process in place, there's no legislation, no rights that are afforded to you, so we didn't have to let you know.
Marcy's parents were able to get those rights put in place for California. Since then, it spread to other places, including Nevada. Laws were put in place over the past two state legislative sessions, which guaranteed rights for crime victims and their families. The problem, Batista says, is that the laws are not being enforced and needed to be placed in the Constitution.
Some of those provisions, for example, are the right to notification, the right to privacy, the right to restitution.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Nevada, however, feels that Marcy's Law could potentially deny due process for the accused. State Policy Director Holly Wellborn says it operates under the assumption that the accused is already guilty.
It's intruding on the most sacred constitutional right that criminal defendants have in our court system, and that's the presumption of innocence.
Wellborn also argues that implementation of the law could create a bottleneck in the criminal justice system, which may keep potentially innocent people in jail for longer. Batista counters, saying that he doesn't foresee a backlog and that the measure would help foster better communication between law enforcement, victims, and the court system. Similar constitutional Marcy's Law provisions have been put in place in Ohio and Illinois. Bree Zender, KUNR News.